Hello, this is Howard Boxer for Now News and Events. I'm at Concordia University's 21st Alumni Recognition Awards Banquet. At the gala event, 7 awards were bestowed upon outstanding alumni, including Global Montreal Evening News anchor Jamie Orchard, Concordia's 2012 Alumna of the Year.
What I found once I studied here at Concordia was that a good university will train you to do a job, to learn your skills, to conduct yourself well in your community. But a great university will foster that naive can-do attitude, that world-changing attitude, help you grow it and encourage you to carry it through your life no matter what obstacles you might face. And Concordia is a great university.
Marvin Colby took home the Outstanding Student Award. Colby says Concordia is a university that pushes its students to think creatively.
I've had a lot of time to think about what I've most learned at Concordia, what I've taken from Concordia inside and outside the classroom. And I think that has been cultural diversity, appreciation, awareness, how important it is, how complicated, how multifaceted our cultural identities are, and most importantly, how powerful they can be. I've also come to understand that Concordia produces global citizens and people that think outside of the box, that think outside of their own lives, that think to improve other people's lives.
Loyola College graduate John Lemieux earned the prestigious Humberto Santos Award of Merit for his lifetime contributions to Concordia. Movingly, Lemieux alluded to a personal illness he says intensified his desire to give back to the community.
My own, if you will, epiphany about giving something back coincided with a personal circumstance. As many of you in this room have no doubt experienced, the devastating news that you have been visited with what is described as an incurable, life-threatening disease tends to refocus your attention on what really counts and to give one a sense of urgency. Because no battle was ever won by spectators, for me that has meant becoming personally involved in different challenges and causes, some successful, some less so, but always worthy ones.
Making the night extra special was a moving tribute to Concordia President and Vice Chancellor Frederick Lowy and his wife Mary Kay for their many years of service to the university. Concordia Provost and Vice President Academic Affairs David Graham paid tribute to the couple, calling them a team devoted to each other and to Concordia.
It's always been clear to all of us that Mary Kay shares Fred's enthusiasm for Concordia. They're a true team, as she has supported Fred through the years, as both of them have devoted so many hours to our university and its people.
Recalling Frederick Lowy's first appointment as president in 1995, Graham praised him for his leadership and as a consensus builder.
What we got was a healer, a consensus builder, an able administrator, and a visionary.
Mary Kay Lowy said she was warmly welcomed to Concordia, a place where she found lasting friendships.
Concordia has provided so much opportunity. To begin with, we were most welcomed here. And we made immediate friends, some of whom are here tonight, the Renaults, the Weinbergs, the Wieners, and many, many more, the Goodmans, the Molsons. These became personal friends. But it's not just the personal friends that welcomed us. It was the whole Concordia family.
For his part, Dr. Lowy called Concordia, one of 5 universities he has been connected to, his home.
I'm so touched and to the point of being overwhelmed by tonight, by David's words, by Philippe, Marie-Claire, etc. And everybody here, il me fait énormément plaisir que vous êtes ici. Je suis absolument ravi. Vous êtes ici en si grand nombre, mes amis, and you are my friends. What Mary Kay said is absolutely what I believe as well, that Concordia has been for us a very, very special place. I've been fortunate enough over the years to be associated with 5 universities in one way or another. And beyond all question, I felt more at home here at Concordia than any other place.
Other winners on the night were Concordia's Jang Wan Kwan, who scooped the Outstanding Faculty Staff Award, Concordia Applied Human Sciences Assistant Professor James Conklin, who took home the Alumni Award for Excellence in Teaching, Dennis Chan, who won the Benoit Pellin Distinguished Service Award, and Ned Goodman, recipient of the Honorary Life Membership Award.